But you had said that your grandfather did come to Stowe with you when you moved
this
here.
This was my mother's brother.
Your mother's father.
My mother's father.
Okay.
Now his name was Stewart. She was Mildred Stewart. That's where Stewart got his name.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And that's another story on her side. It is quite interesting because I followed that way back to the Pilgrims.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have. I finally found, my mother had gone back to my grandmother Stewart was a Moor, and her grandfather was a Henry Moor, and her Henry Moor married this Eliza, well, and then I came back through, and it goes right back to Alden, John Alden and Priscilla.
Mm.
It goes right back to them.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So was your grandfather, Stewart, was he involved in the community here at all? Did he get involved?
He was quite old when we came. My grandmother had died in Massachusetts just before we moved up here. And so they had a farm in Warren. And that's where Hazel and I were both born on the farm, and my grandfather's farm, with my grandmother. And my mother and father, after they were married, they lived in Westbrookfield in a house, in an upstairs apartment. Then they went to Spencer, and he worked in a steam pump there in Spencer, Mass. And then he got a job, the mill back there in Westbrookfield wanted him back there. They made chairs for the army. So we moved back to Westbrookfield in the downstairs apartment in the house. And just this last summer, I went to Westbrookfield, and I could remember it enough so that I found that house that we used to live in. And it was still there, and it was all painted and nice, and they had a nice new garage side of it, and it looked so good, and I thought probably it would be all... Now, the house I was born in on the farm in Warren is completely gone. I do have a picture of it when it was, but my grandfather sold the land, and it was turned into a pasture for a neighbor farmer down there. But I can remember the old house, and it had this great big rock on the front, in front of the lawn, and Hazel and I used to climb on that great big rock, you know, and went back years later, and that rock was so small.
I know, it's always like that, too.
It was so small, we couldn't believe it. That was that great big rock we used to climb on when we were little.